Hey you, so back to phone recording. I have a fan in the background because I'm freaking hot. I thought we'd do an update on my kinks audio, because I've got some new people that don't know what audio porn is or anything like that, so hi. Obviously this is a bit different than my normal, well, it's not really, but I wanted to do an update because I had quite a lot of anal stuff, and I realised that obviously my kinks may have slightly changed. So obviously first thing first, the number one thing is breasts. My breasts are off limits. No touching, no kissing, like not even looking, all that stems from childhood trauma and from how I think that a lot of men look at breasts as a sexual organ rather than just part of my body. I don't know, like I know I'm the minority in that, where obviously a lot of women like their breasts being touched and stuff like that because they're sensitive. Me, I don't like it. That's it, like, end of story. That was like a question that I got asked a lot recently, and I had to like kind of reiterate it because you know, childhood trauma is like the number one thing why, but there's also like other things behind it. What I am into though is a lot of spitting. When I am in the zone and, you know, in a very sexual mood, I spit. I don't know why. It's just something that just happens. And by the time that I finish, you know, coming back down to earth after, you know, having a orgasm, my chin is full of drool, so I have to like get it off, so very very sloppy. Yeah, obviously I like the whole daddy stuff. I like, you know, I don't like being called little. I don't think, like, I don't know, I find that really strange when someone calls you like a little girl. Obviously if it's in a joking manner, obviously of course it's slightly different, it depends on the vibe, but I don't know, like during sex, like I think it's a little bit weird. I mean, obviously if you're into that type of thing, you know, no kink shame, but just there's some aspects to it that I find slightly weird. But I do say daddy a lot and stuff like that, and I see it as I'm being protected or I'm being looked after by my daddy rather than like something else. I like being called pretty, like, you know, like I'm so fucking pretty, or I'm so pretty when I come, or when I'm in like a very sexual state. That's something I do like. That's something that has been newer for me, because I think the word pretty is much better than beautiful, personally. I don't know, it's just something that I've learned, I've kind of, you know, heard in like the audio porn way, that a lot of guys use it, and I think it's just a nice tone to it. Obviously not into non-consent and stuff like that. I joined something recently and I've noticed a lot of people are into it, so unfortunately if you are into that kind of stuff, I'm not. There are some scripts out there that kind of dabble into that. There's nothing that I could really amend on that, but there have been fun scripts to do. But obviously for my type of like fantasies and my, you know, the real me, I'm not into that. That also stems down to childhood too, and just in general, like in my 20s, realizing that I've never enjoyed sex with someone and I've never came with someone. So that's something I'm figuring out. That's why this helps, because it makes me like realize stuff, but then it also makes me like understanding my sexuality and understanding what I need. So we did spitting, we did that. I did say anal in the last one, not so much now. It's not really like a big thing at the moment. It was back then, because I think that was like I was like so into it like at the start. And I did that back in November. So things have changed very, very slightly. It's just because also there's been some comments about stuff, especially from one person, particular person, on Twitter and tell. And yeah, it's kind of weirded me out. But it's okay, you know, you're into what you're into, but I'm not going to like make myself that person's fantasy, because I'm not going to do that, because I'm a real person with real feelings, unfortunately. Yeah, so I've kind of had those bases. It's just mainly spitting at the moment, spitting and being kissed, being held. Like the whole like having like a hand around my throat, but it's to hold me and it's to look at me or get me to look at you, while I'm in like a very like sexual state, or a cum state, I guess. Like, yeah, I'm into that type of stuff. Really, it's just, you know, the whole like being held and just having that person be really into like my eyes and making me look at them and controlling how they want me to come or how they want me to engage with them, I think is really, really hot. I like mild bondage, like, you know, being tied up and stuff. I think that's kind of fun. But I got quite a lot of tickle questions. I don't think tickling is for me, like, it's not a fetish that I find that I'm into. It seems a lot of people on Twitter and Tell really, really are, because I've had a few questions like that, and that's cool, but I'm really not into that. I don't like that. I hate feet as well. Feet is something that disgust me. I understand that a lot of men find feet, you know, engaging, but no, it's disgusting to me, and I hate feet in general. Like, it makes me really, really uncomfortable. I think it's like quite why I stopped watching porn for a bit as well, because it was like all I saw was like feet being sucked on, and I was like, ugh, that's disgusting, ugh, not doing that. And then obviously, you know, the wonderful world of audio porn, which I had forgotten about, opened me up, and here we are. Obviously, I like oral. I like it when a guy, like, he wants to pleasure me more than he wants me to pleasure him. I think it's really hot when a guy like craves me, because it will make me want to touch you and to, you know, suck your cock. It will make me want to do that if there's no pressure for me to do it. So like, I like mutual oral. I think that's really, really hot. And I just, yeah, I think the whole thing is just feeling protected and just feeling like someone wants me. So he's like holding onto like my waist. And just wanting, like, to keep me close to him, and to make, and also the whole thing of, like, if I go quiet, and he, like, says, no, oh, like, use your words, or use your fucking words, or something like that. Like, I heard that recently in a video I watched recently, and I really liked that. I was like, that's really hot. I don't know who actually said it to the person, but I was like, oh no, I really like that. It's just communication, I think is hot. Like, more than anything, spitting as well, but not like on the face or anything, just like in my mouth or on my pussy and stuff, like sharing. I guess. And I know that when I will actually, you know, have sex with someone in real life, jokes, I like a good dad joke, even during sex and stuff. I'm sure you heard me like get really annoyed at myself because I lost my wand or my vibrator because I couldn't find it. That's me on a daily basis. I forget everything. I put it down and I can't find it because I'm not ready. but I press record and I have to go through it. But I like a good, you know, just joking around kind of thing. And then, because sex is meant to be enjoyed. And I think if you can have a laugh, then that's sexier than anything else. That's why I actually prefer in men anyway. I don't like it when it's like too, you know, serious. It's like, because I'm not a serious person. But I do like that closeness and stuff. But yeah, just like thinking about like what I actually like is like kind of like daunting, because like I want to kind of like kind of talk about it, but also be like, look, this is why, you know. Because there's a few things that I've had recently, and trying to explain why I don't like something, and then being told, like, I'm odd. It's like, yes, I know I'm odd. I know I'm a minority, like, I understand. But then also, you know, I love that people are exploring, you know, speaking to me and stuff, and, you know, speaking about, you know, my content and stuff like that. But obviously everyone's different. So everyone has a different, kinks and stuff like that. And obviously I would never do something that makes me really uncomfortable. That's why I've kind of just done I know Ramble Facts, Faps, a lot of you guys love them, you love to hear me come, and that's cool, but I actually just really like talking about my fantasies and stuff, because I think, like, I've had a few people say they like it because you get to know a little bit about me, and I think that's super cool. I think that's cool, and I know some people, I've had it before, that like hearing from a woman's perspective about stuff. Obviously, I'm not every woman, because every person is different. But I hope that this kind of, you know, just kind of helped slightly, I guess. But also, it has been like, it'll be a year in November that I've been doing this, and my kinks have obviously changed. So I used to do an update anyway, and I thought I'd do this one. So yeah. But yeah, thank you for listening, and thank you for being a part of this. Thanks. Bye.